Welcome friends to Literature Mantra. I'm Harsh Singh and in this audio we'll discuss the writer Richard Hooker. Okay, Richard Hooker. H-O-O-K-E-R. Richard Hooker. Now his dates are from 1554 to 1600. Okay. Now first of all you should know that he was a theologian. Something to do with religion. Okay. And as it happens, whoever is religious is more likely to write on some religious issue. Okay. So he has written a masterpiece, matlab bahut hi famous work hai inka, of the laws of ecclesiastical polity. Okay. Of the laws of ecclesiastical polity. Now, though this work remained incomplete till the time of his death, in this work Richard Hooker defended the Church of England, okay, against both Roman Catholicism as well as Puritanism. Okay. Because if you remember, during the Elizabethan times and even earlier, the tussle between Catholicism and Anglicanism had already started. Okay. The break with the Pope of the Catholic Church, who used to be in Vatican in Rome, had already started. Okay. And if you recall that immediately after the Elizabethan and the Jacobean era comes the Puritan era. Hai na? But the Puritans were also there earlier. Okay. So in this work, okay, which is a philosophical as well as a theological treatise hai ye, in four books. Okay. It was published in 1593. Okay. And then the fifth book was published in 1597. Uske baad do aur books hai inke, sixth, seventh and eighth bhi hai, which appeared after his death. Okay. In 1648. But as we all can imagine that, you know, after the death of somebody, if that book is completed by some other author, it doesn't make it original. Okay. So Hooker only completed till fifth part of this book. So as I said that in this work, Hooker defended the Church of England against both Roman Catholicism as well as Puritanism. Okay. And he also affirmed that Anglican tradition, okay, is that of a threefold code, not quickly broken. Okay. Ye ek bada important phrase hai, okay, that the Anglican tradition is in the form of a threefold code. C-U-R-D code, not quickly broken. Or a threefold code kya hai? Bible, church and reason. Okay? And let me also remind you that Anglicanism is also a form of Christianity. Okay? Wo usi ka hi hissa hai. Okay? But there was, in those times, there was conflict between Catholicism and Anglicanism. As well as Protestantism. Okay? If you recall. And in this work, he also advocated intellectual liberty. Okay? As opposed to dogma of extremists. Now, there were some people who also called the Puritans of those times extremists. But here, Richard Hooker advocated intellectual liberty. Aur iske baad ek aur fact jaan lo aap, that in part, this treatise which Richard Hooker wrote, theek hai, the aim was to frame a kind of reply or answer, you know, to a series of anonymous pamphlets, theek hai, called the Marpree Late Tracts. Theek hai? These were basically satirical writings during the Elizabethan times. Okay. So what Richard Hooker did was he defended the Church of England and the Anglican tradition in response to these satirical tracts. Okay. So exam mein kai baar question pooch lete hain that what were the Marpree Late Tracts? Okay. M-A-R-P-R-E-L-A-T-E. Marpree Late Tracts. Okay. Now, isse Marpree Late Tracts isse kehte hain because this was published initially it was published anonymously by a person called Martin Marpree Late. ठीक है तो उनके ही नाम पे ये पड़ गया था, ये ट्रैक्ट का नाम पड़ गया था. तो this person attacked the bishops and the church, whereas Richard Hooker defended the church. ठीक है. So just remember that of the laws of ecclesiastical polity are a broad-minded and tolerant defense of Anglicanism against Puritan attacks as well as Roman Catholicism. ठीक है.